News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis here at the KMAN studios. It is time for our 5 p.m. daily COVID-19 report with regards to Riley, Pottawatomie, and Gary counties. And today we're going to be visiting with Riley County Health Director Julie Gibbs. This afternoon, Julie, I step outside and it's just gorgeous outside. Lots of people out taking walks, doing things with their dogs and maybe all kinds of other things, but you still have that stay-at-home order. And while you can do those things, it's important to stay inside if you can.
Yes. Hi, Dave. It is so nice outside, and we understand the need and desire to go out for your mental health and physical health, and so we do encourage people to get outside and soak up some sun, but just make sure that you're using that social distancing and make sure that you're not congregating in groups. This is not a time to play with friends or have neighborhood get-togethers, and certainly not the time to play on any playground equipment. But taking walks with the dog or with your family is completely fine. But yeah, overall, the message is stay at home unless you absolutely need to.
Well, we had a pretty sizable jump, although it seems on paper like it's only about 15%. But there are 60 additional positive cases of the coronavirus in Kansas. Today's total 428 positive tests out of nearly 5,000 cases that have been tested so far, including a couple more in Riley County.
Yes, we've seen quite a jump these last few days, including statewide. We've had 9 deaths now and 79 hospitalizations. We know that about 39 counties have been affected. And yes, Riley County now has 2 more positives. We know that one individual we found out about late last night, a 57-year-old male who recently traveled to Kansas City. He traveled the weekend of the 19th, returned home on the 20th, started to develop symptoms that next day, so stayed home throughout the week. But then when his symptoms worsened, he did go to the hospital on the 27th, where he's still there. His family's in isolation. We've been in contact with him and his family. Good thing is his family's showing no signs of symptoms, so that's good, but we're monitoring that situation. The other individual, the most recent one, we just found out about a couple of hours ago. This is a 29-year-old male who presented at KSTAT on the 22nd, and we're currently in the process of finding out more information on him.
Okay, I understand. Also, Pottawatomie County has an additional one that shows up on the report today, and so that makes their total at 2, so here within the immediate area, we have a total of 6, none in Gary County at this point. So keeping our fingers crossed that we hold that number off as long as we can. But we're starting to see some western Kansas counties pop up, and even along the southeastern portion of Kansas, Chautauqua County, out west, Gove County has a positive test. So it's we are seeing it start to spread a little bit, as had been predicted. And Julie, I understand that you've had a lot of people, a lot of interest in folks that want to be able to help out in probably a couple of different ways, because there's need for food, there's need for supplies, and need for a lot of love.
Yeah, we have a lot of great, generous people in our community, and we're certainly appreciative of that. So if you would like to donate, non-food donation, you can call 785-537-3113. Again, that's for non-food donations. And if you would like to donate any medical supplies, like N95 masks, you can call a different number. That is 785-587-5462.
Okay, 5462. Writing these down. That was the number that I had on my sheet earlier that I had done written down incorrectly. So 587-5462. And I understand also that you're starting to, with phone calls, you're handling a lot of things via voicemail, and then also you have that email address that you have established as well for anybody that has any questions.
Yes, we're really trying to direct people to that email address. That is RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
Okay. What else can we pass along to our residents here this afternoon?
I'll just remind folks that we do have the screening call line. So if you're experiencing symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath, please call that screening line first before calling your doctor or going to the ER. We do have healthcare professionals that manage that line, and they are there to help guide you in the right direction. They'll ask you a few questions, and then based on your answers, they will guide you in the right direction. So that number is 785-323-6400.
And if one of those medical professionals tells you, okay, we want to get you checked out, you have that that drive up opportunity for people to get tested. And I understand you're starting to see an increase in the number of cars come through.
We are. Yeah, we had about 8 or 9 this afternoon. So we do have set times for that swabbing station, and that will depend on orders from your doctor. So your first step is to call that screening line, 323-6400. If they direct you to your primary care provider or maybe to KSTAT, you'll be further evaluated by a provider. And then if they decide that you do need tested, then they will send over that paperwork to the swabbing station, and they'll direct you to go there at that time.
Are you hearing anything from some of the private doctor clinics in town as to the number of patients that they have coming through and asking first before maybe instead of calling the screening number and, you know, the amount of folks coming through?
Yeah, I think the screening line has really served its purpose in that way. I know that was a concern of our healthcare providers, is just seeing a lot of people coming in and wanting to get tested. But so far, I think we're staying steady. We are in contact with our healthcare provider team all the time and have meetings on Wednesdays and Sunday evenings. And so we are able to determine if they do have a lot of patients and what their load is and also what their supplies are like. So yeah, we do have that direct contact with them. And I really think that the screening line is serving its purpose for the time being.
Good, good. And we also want to give out the Riley County website, because that's got a lot of useful information for folks to sift through also. That's RileyCountyKS.gov/COVID-19. A lot of information there.
Julie, yeah,
absolutely. Thank you much. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us here this afternoon on News Radio KMAN with our 5 p.m. report. We'll have Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi Hospital joining us for the morning show tomorrow at 7. For News Radio KMAN and this COVID-19 update, I'm Dave Lewis.